A cow that gave birth to a firstborn that looked like a chamor, not like a cow, there is no kedushas b'chor for that chamor, even though the firstborn of a parah and a chamor have kedushas b'chor. In this case, since it gave birth to a chamor, there is no kedushas b'chor. But chamor sheyolda kemin sur. And so too, a chamor that gave birth to an animal that looked like a horse instead of like a chamor, even though a sur is similar to a chamor, parter min habachor, there is no kedushas b'chor. Shenemar peter chamor shnei pamim, as the pasuk says twice, peter chamor, to teach us ad yehe hayolid chamor va'noilad chamor. There is no kedushas b'chor unless both the mother and the vlad are a chamor. But in this case, since one of the two is not a chamor, there is no kedushas b'chor. Umahim ba'achila, what would be the din if an animal gives birth to a behemoth that does not look like the mother? Are you allowed to eat the vlad? So the Mishnah tells us, behema tahira sheyolda kamin behema tmeya mutar b'achila. If a behema Torah, a kosher animal, gives birth to a behema tmeya, a non-kosher animal, that behema tmeya is mutar ba'achila. Even though it looks like a non-kosher animal, since it came from a kosher animal, you're allowed to eat it. Utmeya sheyolda kamin behema tahira asur ba'achila. And a behema tmeya, a non-kosher animal, that gave birth to a behema that looked like a kosher animal, even though it looks like a kosher animal, it's asur ba'achila, since it came from a non-kosher animal. As we have a klal, then anything that comes from a behemah tmeya is tamei, you're not allowed to eat it, even though it looks like a behemah tahira. And anything that comes from a behemah tahira, even though it looks like a behemah tmeya, is tahar, you're allowed to eat it. This klal is true by chalav of behemah also. If the chalav comes from a behemah tmeya, you're not allowed to eat the chalav. And if it comes from a behemah tahira, you're allowed to eat the chalav. Now, dvash tvorim, honey that comes from bees. Even though bees are non-kosher, the honey you're allowed to eat, as the honey doesn't come from the bee itself, it comes from the flowers. Dat tamei shebala dogtar mutar b'achila, a non-kosher fish that swallowed a kosher fish. You're allowed to eat the kosher fish. You can cut open the dog tamei and eat the dog tar inside of it. And since it swallowed the dog tar, it doesn't come from the dog tamei itself. It's not considered hayotzei min ha-tamei. Betar shebala dog tamei asur b'achila. And so to a dog tar, a kosher fish that swallowed a non-kosher fish, you're not allowed to eat the non-kosher fish that's inside the kosher fish, as the non-kosher fish is not the gidula, is not an outgrowth of the kosher fish, even though we did not see the kosher fish swallow the dog tummy. Since that's, of course, how the dog tummy got inside the dog tummy didn't grow from the dog tar, so therefore the dog tummy is not considered a yoyte min atar, and you're not allowed to eat it. A chamor that has not yet given birth to a vlad, v'yolda shneizchar, and it gave birth to twins, two males. Noifin tle echad lekoin. You have to give one tle to the kohen to redeem the bechor. As the firstborn of a chamor, you don't give the actual chamor to the kohen. You redeem it by giving a tle to the kohen. And in this case, even though it gave birth to two males, only one of them has produced the bechor, the one that was born first. So therefore, you only have to give one tle to the kohen. Zachar unakeva. If the chamor that didn't have a vlad yet gave birth to twins, one a male and one a female, and we don't know which one was born first. Now, a nekeva has no kedushas b'chor, so therefore, if the nekeva was born first, you don't have to redeem it by giving a tle to the kohen. But if the zacha was born first, you have to give a tle to the kohen. Mafri tle echad la'atma. So what you do is you set aside one tle to redeem the kedushas b'chor, as maybe the zacha was born first, but you can keep it for yourself. You don't have to give it to the kohen. The reason being is, since you're mesupik, you don't know if the zacha was born first and you owe the tzlat to the kohen cannot mesupik take the tzlat from you. But you still have to set aside the tzlat. As you have to be mafkia, you have to redeem the kedushas b'chor, as maybe the zacha was born first. And by setting aside the tzlat, even without giving it to the kohen, you're being mafkia the kedushas b'chor. Shtei chamorim shelo b'chor. V'yodu shnei zchar. If you have two chamorim that have not yet given birth to a vlad, and two zcharim were born, but you don't know which chamor gave birth to which zachar, it makes no difference, since we know that both zcharim are b'charim. You have to give two tzlam to the kohen to redeem the two zcharim. Zachar unakeva, o shnei zcharim unakeva, noisein tle'echa lakon. If you have two chamorim that have not yet given birth to a vlad, and a Zachar and a Nekevah were born from the two Chamor, or two Zacharim and a Nekevah were born from the two Chamor, but we don't know which Chamor gave birth to which, as one Chamor had given birth to a Zachar and a Nekevah, and one Chamor had given birth to one Zachar. In such a case, you have to give one Tzlech to the Kohen. You have to redeem one of the Zacharim, but you don't have to redeem both of them. As maybe the Chamor that gave birth to the Zachar and the Nekevah gave birth to a Nekevah first, and the Zachar that was born afterward did not have Kedushas Bechor. So therefore it's possible there's only one Bechor over here, so therefore you only have to give one Tzlech to the Kohen. But you do have to set aside a second Tzlech. As maybe the Chamor that gave birth to the Zachar and the Nekevah gave birth to the Zachar first. And in such a case, two Zacharim would have Kedushas Bechor. One Chamor gave birth to a Zachar, and the second one gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekevah. And since the Zachar was born first, they both have Kedushas Bechor. So therefore, you have to set aside the Tzlech to be Mafkiah, the Kedusha of the Zachar. But you don't have to give it to the Kohen. As the Kohen may suffer, cannot take the Tzlech from you. As maybe the Nekevah was born first, and the Zachar that was born afterward does not have Kedushas Bechor. So therefore, you give one Tzlech to the Kohen. As certainly one Chamor gave birth to a Zachar that had Kedushas Bechor, and the other Tzlech you would keep for yourself as your Mesupuk, whether the second Zachar also has Kedushas Bechor. Shtei Nekevos v'Zachar, O Shnei Zacharim u'Shtei Nekevos, Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum. If you have two Chamorim that had not yet given birth to a flock, and two Nekevos and a Zachar were born, or two Zacharim and two Nekevos were born, in such a case you do not have to give any Tzlech to the Kohen at all. As maybe the two Nekevos were born first, your Mesupuk, whether the two Zacharim were born first, or whether the two Nekevos were born first. And in such a case, if the two Nekevos were born first, the Zacharim that were born afterwards do not have Kedushas Bechor, so therefore, may suffer. You do not have to give any Tzlech to the Kohen at all, but you would have to set aside a Tzlech for yourself. In the first case, where the Chamorim gave birth to two Nekevos and a Zachar, and we don't know which one was born first, you would have to set aside one Tzlech for yourself, as maybe the Zachar that was born first, and therefore has Kedushas Bechor. And in the second case, where the two Chamorim gave birth to two Zacharim and two Nekevos, and we don't know which ones were born first, you'd have to set aside two Tzlechim for yourself. And maybe the two Zacharim were born first, but you don't have to give the Tzlechim to the Kohen. As Mesupek, then maybe the Zacharim have Kedusha, the Kohen cannot take away the Tzlech from you. As it's possible that the two Nekevos were born first, so therefore you set aside the Tzlechim for yourself to be Mafkiah, the Kedusha Bechor, the Zacharim, but you do not have to give them to the Kohen.